Mario Ritter Jr.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. An investigation reveals another massive breach of customer information at AT&T. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
AT&T says a 2022 security breach compromised the data of nearly all their wireless network customers. Files including records of calls and texts between May 1st and October 31st of 2022 were downloaded to a third-party platform. The company said Friday it has launched an investigation into the criminal activity and engaged cybersecurity experts. AT&T has more than 100 million U.S. customers and 2.5 million business accounts. In March, the company said that a huge data set had been found on the dark web containing personal information such as social security numbers, but they said that doesn't appear to be the case with this latest breach. I'm Jennifer King.
A two-story school has collapsed during morning classes in north central Nigeria, trapping about 120 students and teachers and setting off a frantic search for those in the rubble. A local television station reported 12 deaths. Authorities are yet to confirm the number of students and teachers killed in Saints Academy College in Plateau State's Busa Buji community, but Channels Television said 26 people were being treated along with the deaths, citing a witness account at a nearby hospital. Nigeria's National Emergency Management Agency said rescue and health workers, as well as security forces, have been deployed at the scene. The lavish lifestyles of some Kenyan lawmakers have prompted activists to retaliate. David Doyle from Reuters has more.
Kenya's protests, initially sparked by proposed tax hikes, have increasingly drawn attention to the large salaries, perks, and ostentatious lifestyles of lawmakers. That's in a country where three-quarters of the population is young and well-paid work is scarce. And, according to artist and activist Rachel Stephanie Akinyi, where most Kenyans are sleeping hungry.
Why would you show us your lavish lifestyle and still not do your job as a leader, you know? What are you trying to show us?
Fury boiled over in Kenya on June 25th when protesters stormed parliament and set it ablaze. Since then, private residences and businesses of several lawmakers, mainly those associated with the ruling coalition, have been attacked.
David Doyle from Reuters. A two-story school has collapsed during morning classes in north central Nigeria. The first hydrogen-powered ferry to operate commercially anywhere in the world is set to begin transporting passengers on San Francisco Bay. The new service is aimed at showcasing emission-free technology. Officials said Friday that the MVC Change will be the world's first commercial passenger ferry powered entirely by hydrogen fuel cells. The 70-foot catamaran will transport up to 75 passengers along the waterfront between Pier 41 and the downtown San Francisco ferry terminal for 6 months, starting July 19th. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe.